Science continues to support the Big Bang. Further confirmation of the data obtained by scientists regarding the Big Bang theory came from other subsequent studies in late 1990s. The first data was received in 2000 from an observation balloon known as Boomerang, launched in 1998. Traveling on 120,000 feet above the Antarctic, the balloon made it possible to obtain striking data regarding cosmic background radiation, one of the fundamental foundations of the Big Bang theory. One of the scientists who analyzed the data, Michael Turner of the University of Chicago, says, "The Big Bang framework and Einstein's general relativity have passed a major new test. The WMAP Wilkins Microwave Anisotropy Probe satellite, launched into space in 2001, sent back data in 2003 revealing significant details matching with the data obtained from the Boomerang balloon. Some of the information confirmed by WMAP, regarded as the breakthrough of the 2000s, is as follows.
The universe is 13.73 billion years old.
The margin for error here is around 1%. Prior to this, space was estimated to be 15 to 20 billion years old. The first stars began shining about 400 million years after the Big Bang. Such an early dating astonished scientists. The universe is made up of 4.6% ordinary atoms, 23.3% dark matter, and 72.1% dark energy. These new measurements will enable significant data to be obtained about the nature of the dark energy, which pulls galaxies apart. Two separate study groups made up of British, Australian, and American scientists produced a three-dimensional map of some 266,000 galaxies in the wake of many years of research. The scientists compared the data they collected about the distribution of the galaxies with those of the cosmic background radiation disseminated throughout the universe and obtained important findings about the origin of the galaxies.
Researchers analyzing the studies concluded that galaxies formed where matter relatively clustered some 350,000 years after the Big Bang and took shape due to the gravitational force.
The findings in question provided new evidence for the Big Bang theory. The findings obtained from these studies further reinforced the Big Bang theory. Dr. Russell Cannon emphasized this support in the words, "We've known for a long time that the best theory for the universe is the Big Bang, that it started in some enormous explosion in a tiny space and it expanded ever since. What we can now be much more confident about is that it is the right basic idea. It all bolts together very nicely." Briefly, when we examine the glorious system in the universe, we see that the existence of the universe and its workings rest on extremely delicate balances, and in order too complex to be explained away by coincidental causes. As is evident, it is by no means possible for this delicate balance and order to have been formed on its own, and by coincidence after a great explosion. The formation of such an order following an explosion, such as the Big Bang, is a clear evidence of a supernatural creation. This matchless plan and order in the universe certainly proves the existence of a creator with infinite knowledge, might, and wisdom, who has created matter from nothing, and who controls and manages it incessantly. This creator is Allah, the Lord of the worlds.